Hurricane Irene has left 14 people dead and a trail of destruction along America's east coast. The hurricane had lost some of its strength by the time it hit New York. It brought down power lines and flooded parts of Lower Manhattan. Millions of people across five states are still without power, and authorities are warning the danger isn't over yet. A typhoon has killed at least eight people in the Philippines. Strong winds and torrential rain caused widespread flooding and landslides. The typhoon is now heading towards Taiwan, where thousands of people from remote villages have been evacuated. Libya's rebels say they fear for the safety of up to 50,000 people taken prisoner by the Gaddafi regime during the uprising. They've freed more than 10,000 people from prison in Tripoli. They say thousands of other prisoners may already be dead or trapped in hidden underground bunkers. Police investigating the murder of Daniel Morcombe say their search of bushland on the Sunshine Coast could continue for weeks. Police have confirmed three bones found there a week ago do belong to the missing boy. They've seized a car as part of their investigation and are now inspecting buildings at the search site. And Kevin Rudd would be the only federal Labor MP left in Queensland if an election were called, according to a new poll. The latest Galaxy poll is a disaster for the Gillard government. Labor has only 23 support in Queensland, and the coalition has a massive 26% lead over the government in the two-party preferred votes.